All right, I know you're in a hurry, Senator Glick. If we could, I'd love to chat with you about Senate Bill 202 that you joined with Senator Buck to put forward, that essentially would take ISDA, the Indiana State Department of Agriculture, make it its own agency, put the Secretary of Agriculture as a member of the governor's cabinet. Some have called this a slight to Lieutenant Governor-elect Micah Beckwith. You addressed that on stage here at the lunch with Indiana Farm Bureau at their legislative forum. What say you?
Okay. We talked with the Lieutenant Governor prior to dropping the bill. Senator Buck and I worked on this bill. We've had been approached by a number of ag groups, such as the Farm Bureau and others. It's been a part of the policy of the Farm Bureau for a number of years, legislative requests to elevate the status of the Department of Agriculture. It was put under the Lieutenant Governor, and our Lieutenant Governor is basically one of the most powerful Lieutenant Governors in the country. But it doesn't elevate the position of the Secretary of Agriculture to a cabinet-level position. Throughout the Midwest especially, but throughout the United States where there's a significant ag presence, the Department of Agriculture is a standalone department, like the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, like the Department of Transportation, like Department of Natural Resources. Agriculture affects about 65% of the economic policies of the state of Indiana. We have ports on the north that ship our grain. We have highways that we have to have to ship grain and transfer. We've got equipment manufacturers and sellers. We've got people all over the state that are dependent or related to agriculture. Look around at our universities, our colleges that are so invested. We've got chemical factories that are involved in the fertilizers and all of that sort of thing. And yet we treat Department of Agriculture as something that's kind of out there. Yes, we're in favor of it. All we're saying, and that was our conversation with the Lieutenant Governor, we would like to see it elevated to a higher status, certainly not to exclude the Lieutenant Governor. He is a part statutorily of the Department of Agriculture. He's the Commissioner of Agriculture. That can continue. He would still be in charge under our bill of the Office of Community and Rural Affairs. He'd be helping with a lot of those grants and aids throughout the state of Indiana and some of the rural areas, which we want to see continue and grow. And he was very much in favor of that. So people are, I think there is a lack of understanding. People are seeing this as a power grab, taking it away. It is an elevation of the status of agriculture in the state of Indiana. That's all we're trying to do, and people within the administration are very supportive of that. And we just want to take that a step forward, and we're hoping that we'll be successful.
And speaking with Lieutenant Governor-elect Beckwith, he says he disagrees with it. When you say people in the administration, who is it that's in favor of it?
He disagrees. Now, yes. Earlier today I was told that he said that he was in favor. So maybe that's changed, but he was not opposed to it earlier. So then we'll just have a discussion. That's what the legislature's for, and we'll be glad to sit down with him anytime. He is making every effort as he moves into this new position to learn about agriculture, to visit farming operations and agriculture-related industry, and I think that's very, very important, and we're willing to sit down and work with him at any time. And we'll be in the same chamber, so we'll be glad to sit down and talk. It's not an attack on anybody. It's an attempt to elevate the position of agriculture, to make sure we're seated at the table when these decisions are made about the selection of and the assistance to new economic development, to the other areas of state government. Make sure agriculture is considered when we're doing all of these things, because it's too significant in our overall economy to leave us in a backseat.